What's up?
My parents are very proud.
I'm sure.
Actually, my mother texted me because they have some kind of like archaic workout machine in the basement. Like one of those ones where like right when fitness was becoming a thing and you're like, I don't know if this is like really going to work.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's one of those things where you're like, I mean, it seems like it would work, but I don't think anybody at that point was like, does it work?
Well, like the Nordic track?
It's kind of like that. It's like, it's like, okay, so you got two little pedals. You got, like, okay, so I can't figure out how to describe it. So you have.
Do you know what the name of it is?
No,
the brand name?
No, okay. I don't think it has a brand name.
Oh, okay.
So it's just like a frame, and then you know, kind of the standard, you know, bar in front, and then it like there's a part that goes down, goes across, and then like comes back up at an angle. Is your basic frame, and then there's two handles that are connected to two free moving, like pedal pieces. So you're, like, walking, but you're also using your arms. It's almost like an elliptical machine, but it's not like an elliptical machine.
So you're walking, like, is it like a treadmill? Like, on the bottom?
No. Not really. Like, it's just two free stand, like, free pedal things. So it's almost like a treadmill, but without the, like, the track part.
How does that work?
I don't know. That's the thing. Like, you're like, it might work, but then you're like, I don't know if this works.
Yeah, but like, so would you like walk in place?
Yeah.
That is really weird.
But there's no conveyor belt system for it, so you're like.
Well, if there was a conveyor belt, it would probably have been much more expensive.
Yeah, but you're kind of like, oh, maybe this will work. Okay, so anyway. So they have this in the basement. And my mom's like, I'm going back to doing my exercises because the doctor told me I had to exercise more and it's too damn hot out. She didn't say that, but I know that's what
she was thinking.
That's what's going on. Like it is too damn hot out.
Yeah, it's too damn hot.
Yeah, they say the elderly is susceptible to the heat.
I've heard that.
Yeah. So, but she said, she's like, yeah, while I'm doing my exercises, I've been catching up on Living Room Theater and the documentary show. And I was like, huh. You know, it's not in that list of shows mentioned.
Huh.
So one of two things happens. Either she listens a lot to our show, or she does not listen at all to our show. So,
yeah. I mean, what do you think it is?
Oh, I think it's that she stopped listening a long time ago.
Yeah, I think so too.
I'm pretty
confident with that.
I think there was some verbiage or some topic came off, and my mom was just like, "I don't know about this."
Yeah, I mean, I'd kind of like to know what was the straw. You know, was it the Billy Joel masturbation?
Well, no, because I think she's listened since then.
Okay.
So I don't think it was the Billy Joel masturbation thing, but I think at some point there was a topic that came up, and she was just like, I don't want to know.
I can't do this anymore.
I'm just going to, yeah.
Mm.
Or, very slim chance, she listens every time an episode comes out, and she has no backlog of episodes to go to.
I don't know.
That seems less likely, but...
Yeah. Sue listens once in a while, it seems like. She said she listened the other day, but I think it was kind of by accident because she said she was, like, I don't know, doing her walk again. So, again, with the old people exercising and listening to stuff.
Yeah.
And
I was listening to that Serial podcast.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. No, I bet you...
Not you.
I bet you Sue found an episode of Bensa Fahaya podcast where they go through every episode and talk about it, and that's my new favorite podcast. But I was listening to that, And then it ended, and your show came on, and I was very disappointed.
Yeah. Well, I can see that.
Yeah.
She said, like, I don't know, she must have hit, you know, I mean, she's not that technologically inclined, so she, like, did something, and she was like, and then all of a sudden, the But You're Wrong podcast just came on.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you know how that just happens, and,
sometimes we just come on. When you don't want us, sometimes we'll just be there.
Yeah, and she said that she listened to, I think, an episode.
She listened to a whole episode?
I think it was one of the short ones.
Oh, probably.
Yeah, I think it was, like, two episodes ago. It was pretty short, so.
But like, the game that you had made?
Yeah, I think it might have been that.
Yeah. And she was like, well, this is short. I guess I can just suffer through it.
She made some sort of a comment about how I only, I don't know, like I only said fuck once or something.
I was like, I'm very proud of you, Greg. You only said fuck once.
I was like, Sue, I don't care. I was like, I don't make this podcast for you. I don't care how many times I swear on this thing.
She was like, what do you mean you don't?
She's probably like, yeah, like, oh, he doesn't care. He doesn't care what he sounds like.
You know what we should do? Mother's Day has already passed, but maybe we'll do it as like for like the holidays. We'll do the cleanest episode we've ever done, and the title will just be For Our Moms.
Oh God, what are we gonna talk about?
I don't know. We'll come up with something. We'll just talk about how great our moms are.
Talk about moms,
but we'll talk about how great they are. Oh, we'll be like, our moms are the best. Greg, don't you love your mother? And you're like, I do love my mother. Don't you love your mother? It'll be a very short episode. We'll run out of things to talk about, but
it'll be a four and a half minute long episode, including the intro and outro.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be great. Good God. Well, yeah, so but I don't know.
We should do
an episode.
We should do a very clean episode for our moms.
I remember we tried to do, well, we didn't try to do it. We said we were doing a clean episode one time.
So yeah, somehow we just started doing a clean episode.
You started censoring yourself for
for some reason.
Some reason.
Yeah.
No.
He effed up some S, I think it was called.
Yeah, it was something like, yes, I believe that was the episode.
I don't know if you were clean in that episode, though. I was, though.
I don't think I was.
No.
No, I don't, but, I didn't prescribe to your brand of...
Clearly Sue did not listen to that one, because she would have been like, it was so nice what he was saying.
Yeah, he wasn't, Greg, he wasn't Greg, swearing.
Why can't you be more like your friend Keith?
He was not talking about cocks and pussies.
Yeah.
Or he was, but he just wasn't saying that.
He never said dickhole once.
Dickhole. That's a great word.
She's like, that's my second favorite swear word. Mom, that's not even a swear word. How is that your second favorite?
Dickhole.
Actually, Mom, what's your first one? Oh, I can't tell you.
Ah. Yep.
Alright, fine, I'll tell you.
I can't tell you.
Okay, fine, I'll tell you. It's cunt. Wow, that's surprising. Did not see that one coming.
Oh, good. It's cunt.
Alright, fine, I'll tell you. It's cunt.
Bet you didn't see that coming.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, good God.
Wow. All right. So I think first we'll do one that we can release today.
Mm.
So I got a little game. Kind of similar to your game. But this one is not for our mothers.
Oh, it's not for our mothers?
No. Okay, so last time you did phobias.
Oh yeah.
Phobias on our game. This game is all about philias.
Oh,
like pedophilia, okay. Being attracted to young kids.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah, some other ones, but these are some ones that you may not know. So we can do the same kind of thing. I can read the word, or attempt to read the word, You can try to guess the what it is, and then I'll give you three options.
Okay.
All right.
All right. That sounds good.
First one. Ought assassin Ophelia.
Ought assassin Ophelia?
Yes. A-U-T assassin Ophelia.
Is it, good God.
No, it's not good God.
Being aroused while playing Assassin's Creed?
No, that is not it.
No.
Your choices are, killing people after sex, being in life-threatening situations, or being killed by your sexual partner.
Oh, wow. I'm going to say dangerous situations.
That is correct.
All right.
Being in life-threatening situations. Okay. Formicophilia.
Formicophilia?
Formicophilia. Formicophilia.
Oof. God. I something involving noxious chemicals?
No. No. That is incorrect.
Okay.
Your options are sex in a kitchen, sex on the floor, or being crawled on by insects.
Oh, God. Ugh, I think I'm going to say the insect one.
That is also correct.
Nice.
You're off to a good start, sir.
Yes.
Okay. Capnolagnia. Capnolagnia. Capnolagnia.
Or Lagnia, maybe. Oh, my God. I don't know. Liking to... wanting to film yourself during sex?
That is a good guess, but that is wrong.
Okay.
I did not... Actually, I'm going to be honest. I did not see that one on the list of options. But okay. I'm sure that's on there. I probably just missed it.
Okay.
Okay. Is it A, Italian men? B, smoking? Or C, baseball hats?
I get a cap. I'm gonna say Italian men.
That is incorrect. It is smoking.
Smoking, huh?
Yeah.
I see that from time to time on the internet.
Yeah, every once in a while that pops up, and you're like, "How is that a thing?"
Yeah, you know, the video. It's like hot babe smoking while she gets fucked, and I'm like, "All right, I mean,
yeah." Or it's like, "Watch her give a blowjob while she smokes," and I'm like, "I don't know."
That just seems dangerous.
Yeah, that just seems like an accident waiting to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not really sure why anyone would want to do that.
Yeah. Okay. Dacryphilia. Dacryphilia. Yeah. Dacryphilia.
Say the desire to have sex with people in rubber suits.
No, but right, where'd you? Oh, okay. Like you mean like lycra? Is that where you're getting that from?
Yeah, because I saw a pterodactyl porn once, and just the names reminded me of that.
Okay. Is it A, crying, B, gagging, or C, breaking a bone?
Oh, God. I'm going to say... Wait, what was the second option?
Gagging.
I'm going to say gagging.
That is incorrect. It is crying or tears.
Oh. Wow. Huh. Just on, it could go either way, whether you're crying or they're crying, or probably they're crying.
I don't know. It just said crying or also tears. So I don't know if that means that you're crying or they're... I would assume they're crying, though. But...
Interesting.
So my wife texted me. Breaking the action. My wife texted me because today was going to be the announcement of the 13th Doctor, because we're, you know, Doctor Who people.
Oh yeah, Dr. Goofball.
Yeah, and we were talking about it, and we were like, man, we really hope the next Doctor isn't a woman, because that just seems weird. And yeah, next Doctor's a woman, so. I'm going to be honest, I don't care as long as it, like, makes sense in the story.
Right.
My wife is the one that's very upset.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, she said, you would think, like, you know, maybe she would, like, I would be more likely to be the one that's very upset. She's upset. I'm like, I'll give it a chance. I'll give it one episode. Let me see how it does. But we'll see. Yeah. Breaking news.
Yeah.
We may have to do an emergency episode of Living Room Theater for this. And
really?
Yeah, it might be an emergency episode.
Emergency episode?
Emergency episode, so that the it's gonna be a woman.
A woman?
Well, okay, here's the thing. I feel like as long as they're not doing it just to do it and be like, hey, look.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we got a woman in the same way that, you know, the same reason Hillary Clinton wanted to run for president. Just to be like, oh, look, I'm the first woman.
Right. No, I agree. Or it would be like if, you know, I feel like at this point, if they did a woman, a female James Bond, it would be, oh, hey, we did it because we just think we should, not because it makes sense. I mean, I don't know. Maybe not, but...
Yeah.
I feel... I guess it's probably a little different with Bond than... I don't know. Yeah, I don't know the context as much.
That's very much changing the... that's very much changing kind of what those movies are.
Mm-hmm.
This, I don't know. I will say they had, like, the first openly... gay companion in this last season, which was fine. I don't care. But every opportunity they had to point out that she was gay, they took it.
Yeah.
And that's so when I was kind of like, just...
So that makes me think that they would do the whole woman thing, like, and go out of their way to be like, hey, look, it's a woman!
Yeah, like they're gonna bring back other people and be like, I'm the Doctor, but you're a woman. I know, and I'm just as good as the other ones.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, I don't need this.
So, yeah. Anyway.
Okay.
Back to the thing, although I am curious, because I don't recognize this woman. She's not bad looking.
No? Decent looking woman?
Jodie Whittaker.
Jodie Whittaker.
Let me just find out something about her real quick here. Let's see. IMDb. What's she been in? Let's see. She was in a movie called Attack the Block. That was good. She was played a character on this TV series called Broadchurch. She was in a TV series called The Smoke, which I think was not about Capnolangnia.
Oh, yeah.
She's been a bunch of stuff, but not, like, a big name. Mm. So, anyway. And she was born in 82. 82. Huh? 82. So that would make her... I was going to say 82 years young. Yeah. How old does that make her? I don't know. Can't do that. 35?
It makes her 3 years older than you.
Yeah, so... All right, so she's going to be the 13th Doctor. What the fuck am I doing with my life?
I don't know. I mean, what are either of us doing with our lives?
Yeah. I mean, all right. Anyway, this was Doctor Who and Self-Loathing Corner. Back to the game. Next one up is Metrophilia. Metrophilia.
Getting
turned on by
having sex in public in the city.
No, but you have eliminated one of your options.
Oh, okay.
So your options were subways, poetry, or cities.
Okay.
But cities is incorrect. So now it's down to two.
I mean, I guess I'm going to have to say subway.
That is incorrect. It is poetry.
Poetry? God damn it.
Getting a hard on from poetry.
Yeah, I guess so. Fuck. I should have known that. I should have thought, you know, Greg, that's too obvious.
Yeah. But you didn't.
I didn't, because I'm an idiot.
You didn't, and if you're not the 14th Doctor in a few years, then really you failed at life. So
yeah.
Okay, dendrophilia. Dendrophilia.
Wait. How do you spell that?
D-E-N-D-R-O-philia.
Dendrophilia. Wanting to have sex on sinks.
On sinks? That's good. That is incorrect, though, but that's good.
Yeah.
Because I feel like a lot of people have sex on sinks.
I've seen it.
Like in real life or in video?
I guess on video, definitely. I'm trying to think about real life. I can't remember anything in real life, no.
I've never seen it in real life.
Yeah.
Although, at my brother's wedding at the bed and breakfast that they were all at, supposedly someone broke a sink. And then years later, I was like, were people trying to fuck on the sink?
Mm.
As a kid, I was like 14, 15 at the time. But I was like, oh, like they just broke a sink? But
yeah.
No. Now I'm thinking that like two people, just a guy and like one of the bridesmaids were trying to get down and dirty. And then they broke a sink.
Oh, well.
I don't know if that's true, but that's, you know, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
All right, anyway, your options.
I mean, that's at a wedding?
Well, it was after. It was after the wedding.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, the wedding was at the bed and breakfast, and then, like, people were hanging out at the bed and breakfast, like, you know.
Yeah. All right. No, I mean, it makes sense.
It's possible.
It's definitely possible.
Okay, so your options for dendrophilia are... skin, old people, or trees?
Skin. That seems a little weird. Or, I mean, like, doesn't everyone, like, want, like, I mean, it almost seems, well, I guess it's probably, like, doing weird stuff, like Buffalo Bill stuff.
Just like you're oddly fixated on skin. Like, you don't even care about, like, their face. You just want to see how nice their skin looks.
Okay. I'm going to say it's that.
You're going to say it's skin?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's wrong.
Fuck.
It's trees.
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 Okay.
Trees.
I've heard of people doing stuff with trees. I've heard of it. I haven't witnessed it.
All right, so you got two correct so far, four incorrect.
I started off so good.
Yeah, there's 10, so you got four more to go.
Oh, okay, all right. I can still, like, so still make this.
So you got to get three of these for it to be a draw.
Yeah.
And you got to get all four of them to win.
Okay.
All right.
I could do it.
All right. Macrophilia.
Okay.
And it is not being turned on by Bernie Mac, if that's what you were going to say.
Oh, damn it. Yeah, I know that. Well, unfortunately, those people have no new material.
Well, they're just still watching the Bernie Mac show.
Yeah, I used to watch that.
They special order the DVD collection.
God. I would say being turned on by people that are much bigger than them.
You know what? I'm going to give it to you.
Ooh.
It was listed on, and this is all from Wikipedia. It was listed as, giant beings.
Okay. So. I mean, I think that that's essentially it, yeah.
Yeah. So, I think briefly, George Costanza, suffered from macrophilia.
Yeah, he wanted, like, to have sex with a giant.
Yeah, he's like, I wanted a really tall person.
Yeah.
All right, so we're 3-4 now. Greg's coming back.
Okay.
Okay. Pygophilia. Pygophilia.
Pygophilia.
Yeah.
I would say wanting to have sex with a polygamist or be in a polygamous situation.
No.
Damn it.
Your options are step relations.
Ooh.
Buttocks.
Eh.
Or pigs.
I'm going to say step relations.
That is incorrect.
Ah.
It is a stronger than normal fascination with the buttocks.
Okay.
Or the buttocks, huh. Depending on how you say it. Whether or not you're Forrest Gump.
Yeah. Yeah, the buttocks. Okay.
In the buttocks, sir. Can you hear the guy mowing his lawn?
Just a little bit.
Okay. All right, so now...
It would have been cooler if you said you were, like, in, like, the Indiana Jones plane.
Yeah. Can you hear the Indiana Jones plane? Okay, we got 2 left. You got to get both of these correct to tie.
All right.
Okay. Symphorophobia. Or, I'm sorry. Symphorophilia. Symphorophilia.
The use of musical instruments in sex.
The use of musical instruments in sex. That is incorrect.
Okay.
Your options are orchestras, music of any kind, or witnessing disasters.
Oh. Oh, man. It's like I want to kind of say witnessing disasters because it doesn't sound like it should be. But maybe you put that in there as a plant, so I would think that. I'm going to say that. I'm going to say witnessing disasters.
That is correct.
All right.
All right. All right. We're at 4-5. You got to get this next right one for it to be a draw.
This next right one. Okay.
You got to get this next right one to draw. Toxophilia. T-O-X-O-philia.
Oh, man. Is, oh, God. I don't know.
You know what? If you won't. Well, you might. If you get this one right, I'll give you 2 points for it on your guess.
Okay. The use of toxic chemicals in lovemaking.
That is incorrect.
Damn it.
Okay, your options are A, poison. B, archery. Or C, drunks.
Drunks.
Is that your final answer?
Yes, it's my final answer.
That is incorrect.
Oh, fuck my ass. Is it archery?
It's archery.
What? That's so fucking weird. Archery.
I was like, I gotta put that one in for two reasons. One, it's weird. Two, Greg gets to say archery.
Oh, why toxophilia is archery?
Archery, that's fucking. Yeah. Well, okay, here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking the toxophilia is archery because it, like, Robin Hood.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking maybe that's where it started. And, like the original story of Robin Hood, and then maybe a little bit with that cartoon fox.
I don't really understand why it would have anything to do with Robin Hood.
Because Robin Hood was an archer.
What about it? So why is it toxophilia?
Oh, no, I don't know why it's called toxophilia.
Oh, I thought you were trying to explain how the name came up.
I just think it's weird that people are turned on by archery.
Yeah, okay, well, no,
maybe that part of it comes from Robin Hood.
Maybe. Okay. I don't know. I thought you were explaining how the word was formed.
No, I got no fucking
I don't see what
that.
You're getting at here. No, okay.
Okay.
So I
so you you lost. You got 4 correct and 6 incorrect.
Yeah, that's not very good.
No.
This was tough. That was good. I liked it.
I am going to put this out there, though. If anyone is sexually turned on by archery, let us know. Let us know how that works.
Yeah. I'm kind of curious as to how one would be turned on by archery.
Yeah, how does that
– You think it's the archery itself, or you think it's the archer? The archer.
Well, like, then if it's the archer, then wouldn't it just be, like, I'm turned on by, like, strong men? Like –
Maybe.
Like, it's very specific with archery.
You're right. That is very specific.
If you're turned on by archery, please write us bywpodcast@gmail.com and explain what the fuck.
Yeah. Hashtag WTF. WTF archery.
Yeah, WTF archery is how you can get to us on. That's not our Twitter handle, but you can hashtag WTF archery. But make sure you also mention us in the tweet, because otherwise we're not going to remember to check the hashtag.
That's true. Please.
All right. So that's our game.
Like it. Thank you, Keith. I appreciate that.
Tune in next time when we have a longer episode, maybe. This has been But You're Wrong. I have been Keith Bodela.
I have been Greg DiNicola.
Remember, everyone, no regrets, and archophilia is being turned on by Greg saying archery.
Yeah, that works. Why not?
I don't know. You know, that ah sound.
Yeah, archery.
Archery.
Yeah, that works.
Yeah. That's pretty good to me.
Archery. Cool.
Also, if anyone out there is macrophilia, let me know.
I didn't even think of that.
I'm the white whale in the macrophilia. Actually, it's not a real thing. I just made it up. It has 0 members. I'm just waiting for someone to find it and call me.
Someone's gonna love me.
I just want someone to crawl inside of me.
Like a tauntaun?
Yeah. And I thought, they smelled bad on the outside.
And I thought she smelled bad on the outside.
I can't clean it real well. There's a drought.
Oh. Are you kidding? We have an excess of water.
Yeah, I know, but do you know how much water it takes to clean a body this size?
Oh, yeah. Her water bill must be ridiculous. Her, as a douche, she just uses a whole roll of paper towels and just puts it up there.
You mean as a tampon?
Or that. What does a douche look like? Isn't it just like a wipe?
No, I'm pretty sure a douche is like something goes in and like you squeeze liquid in and then like it cleans out. Oh, I think it's almost like a vaginal neti pot.
Oh, really? Vaginal neti pot.
Look, I had no idea what a douche looked like until I saw the movie Sausage Party, because a douche becomes... well, all the things in the grocery store are self-aware and sentient.
Yeah.
But the douche, who comes in and acts like a douche, gets, like, roided up because he drinks, like, grape juice or something, and then becomes the bad guy. Did you see Sausage Party?
No, how is it?
Don't bother? No, it wasn't bad.
I heard it was very crude.
It was very crude. Sue, if you made it to the end of this episode, do not see Sausage Party.
Yeah.
It is, it's very crude, because at the very end, like, basically they're all talking, well, not all of them, but some of them are talking about how they have to, like, the gods are, like, the ones that come in and take them, and then they find out that, like, we actually kill them.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, everything we knew was a lie. And then once they defeat the humans by putting bath salts onto toothpicks and then shooting them like arrows into us and causing a whole, like, crime scene at a grocery store. They're just like, we did it. And then all the food just starts fucking. And it goes on, like, way too long. And really? I'm just like, I was kind of with this movie up until this part. And now it's just like, I'm just like, this is too much.
Is it, like, graphic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like real graphic. And there's a lot of orgies and, like. And I'm just like, I don't care for this. This is too much.
Huh. I feel like I have to kind of, I should at least look up that scene and see it.
Yeah, go on RedTube and find it.
Oh, God. You think it's on there?
Maybe. I don't know.
Well,
I don't even know if RedTube is still around.
Well, let's take a look. I think it is. I'm pretty sure
it is. It's probably still around. Who knows the last time it was updated, though?
Yeah. I find that Pornhub seems to be getting a little weird lately.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of those... And this happens with a lot of porn sites. Yes, RedTube still exists.
Okay. Look up... Are you still on RedTube? Look up archery porn.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Hold on. Just look up archery porn and see what's on there.
All right, let's see. And this happens, I feel like, in the life of a lot of porno sites, is that they become they get, like, all the fringe things that, like, you're not really into, but, like, they start to become more and more prevalent on the site until they kind of overrun everything.
Yeah.
That happened with YouPorn. There was another one that I used to go to that happened to. X videos, that happened.
Yeah.
Pornhub, it's happening now. I don't know about RedTube. I haven't really been on here very much lately. Yeah.
Anything on the archery porn?
Let's see. Archery. We're searching. No search results for archery.
All right. Well, that settles that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's the end of the episode, guys. I'm